The congregation may be seated. I would love to invite any children to come on forward. Here she is. Oh, there went the shoe. You know what that is? What is it? An exclamation point. Last week, we didn't have a children's sermon at this service. It's all right. Because last week was an exclamation point Sunday because it was transfiguration and we put aside a word we're not using right now. We're not using alleluia in worship right now because it's such an exclamation point word. All right. We started Lent. You were there. We started Lent, and Lent is 40 days where we take time to think about who we are and how we live. But if you can't count the days from Ash Wednesday to Maundy Thursday, there's more than 40 of them. So is it the fact that the early church didn't know how to count? It's all about Sunday. The Sunday in Lent aren't of Lent. They're not part of those days that we're counting. They're Sundays in Lent because Sunday is a day when we get to be a little bit happy because every Sunday is a little Easter. It's a little day when we remember that Jesus rose from the dead for you, for you, for you, for you, for me, and even for him. We may not be able to pull out the exclamation point today, but every Sunday for us is a celebration of Jesus' resurrection. It's a day when even if we're in the middle of Lent and remembering our sinfulness, we come here and we stand a little taller and we accept the gift that God gives us because today is Easter, even in Lent. Let's pray. Dear Jesus, we thank you for being with us. More importantly, Lord, we thank you for your resurrection and the power that resurrection has changed our lives. Help us to celebrate your resurrection every Sunday and keep us always as the apple of your eye. We thank you for this day, Lord. Amen. You've got a great day. Thank you. Exclamation.